Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it, Adam. Thank you very much for your time. Another half hour to go on SEN Afternoons. Tim Gossage in the chair. And it's great to have Ben Everill, senior writer for PGAtour.com, online to our SEN audience. And I'm sure Ben is on cloud nine, being an Aussie over there, watching all of it unfold. Cam Smith taking out the Tournament of Champions in an epic final day and a storming finish by Matt Jones. Ben, what a day for Australian golf. What a day for Cam Smith.
Sensational stuff. You're right there, mate. We're still hanging out here by the clubhouse, just waiting for the amazing sunset. And it's just one of the world. It was a record performance from Cameron Smith, the most under par we've ever had for a winner on tour since past 1950. Just epic stuff for him to go against the world number one, John Rahm, as well over the weekend. You know, I couldn't say anything more about what he was able to produce today.
It was punch for punch. Every time I looked up at the screen, I was on air at the time. Every time I looked up and saw Rahm, little clenched the fist, he knocked down the birdie. Smith responded every single time. And there were some moments when you would have thought the pressure was right on him, but he didn't show any of it. He was ice.
Oh, mate, he's as good as they come when it comes to being a competitor. I watched him obviously Saturday and Sunday playing with Rahm both times. And the fact that he was able to stand up to the world number one, who was throwing everything he had at him, it was as good as it gets. I mean, look, Rahm bettered him yesterday on Saturday, but Smith put up a fight that, you know, was just worthy of him being the world number one himself. You know, and look, now he's into the top 10 for the first time in his life. He'll be 10th in the world when it's official later tonight. And he's now set his, that was his goal for the year, and now he's going to set it even higher.
Yeah, incredible performance. I want to touch also on Matt Jones, who was storming, wasn't he? Absolutely storming. And that back 36 holes, that weekend, that must be near on a record too, wasn't it, B? Head-to-head?
Yeah, Jonesy was in the group in front. And, of course, I'm walking along with Smitty and Rahm all weekend. And Jones is out there with his coach, who managed to get over from Sydney, which is the first time he's seen him in a long time. So that was obviously a big part of what he was able to do this week. For want of a better way to say it, Matty and I have some history where I've been a bit of a jinx for him over the years. So they knew I had to sort of hold back. They wouldn't let me get up close enough. And the closest I got was when he holed out for eagle on the 13th hole, I think it was. And the cheer went up and I thought, hang on a minute, I've got to keep an eye on two Aussies here. He didn't really follow. He had chances down the wire. He knew he needed an eagle on the last to have any hope. But at the end of the day, just brilliant stuff from him. And he eagled the course record today, 61, which was coincidentally set yesterday by Thomas and Rahm. So the boys went super deep here. As we said, Smith with minus 34. No wind, soft course. It's going to happen here. But look, it was still very entertaining and great to watch.
When you have a tournament called Tournament of Champions and you've got 38 of the best going around, one, how do you get into the field? And two, what's it worth to the winner?
Yeah, look, you've just got to win. You've got to win on tour the previous year, the previous 12 months. If you're able to do that, you get a ticket here. And for the first time in a long time, pretty much everybody that could turned up. I think it was just Rory McIlroy that didn't end up here this year. And with 38 guys in the field, it's as deep as it's ever been. And look, he still gets the big winner's check that they get. He's got the 1.8 US that we might have given out today, or at least 1.6. And Cam says with that, he'll probably buy his mum a new car. She said hers is probably 4 or 5 years old back in Brisbane there. So he might pick up a new car for his mum.
Fantastic. And Davis and Leishman finished in the top 10. Lucas Herbert, the only one who didn't finish in the top 10. Great representation by Australia.
Yeah, look, Cam Davis too was under a bit of, there was a bit of doubt whether he might even be able to take his spot because one of his coaches got left behind under COVID protocols, having tested positive. And then obviously Cam had to make sure that he hadn't contracted that when he was over here early in Hawaii. So to come out of that sort of uncertainty and finish with a top 10, brilliant stuff. And Mark Leishman, he was my pre-tournament pick to win here. I said that Smith would win next week because he's won there before. And now I'm just going to flip it because Leish was in just pretty good form himself, gets the top 10, and now he's heading to Sony in a great frame of mind as well. So don't be surprised if we go back-to-back for Australia next week.
That'll be great. Hey, appreciate your time. Appreciate your patience to take our call too, Ben. Always love reading your stuff. PGA.com, of course, a great Aussie on the tour. And today is one of those days you'll savour forever. Thanks, mate. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Just working on a really fair income, great tribute to Cam Smith right now. We'll have up on pjtour.com soon, and a bit of an explainer for the Yanks of how good of an Aussie he really is. Something to forward to.
And I'm sure the mullet gets a run as well. Good on you, Ben. Ben Everill joining us there. pjtour.com to read his stuff. It was a sensational day. Let's get a breakaway, come back, talk tennis with Brett Phillips, and we'll do that for Hume Tennis in Melbourne's north, a mini Melbourne park. This is SEN Around the Country.